Hello everyone, welcome again to Heart to Heart. Another week, another day that the Lord has blessed us with. The rapture is so close that every day He gives us now is a generous blessing. Gives us a chance to do His work some more. And He's mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. I thank the Lord for that. I love the love of God. The love of God reaches deep. The love of God reaches so deep. He loves His people. When I go in His presence and I detect things about the Lord, we commune spirit to spirit. And He can say a fragment of a sentence and I understand many things in volumes. And that has, you know, the things that can happen in the spirit is amazing what can happen spiritually compared to naturally. When I wrote that book, The Cost of Freedom, the Lord gave me what to write within two steps. I knew what to put in that book. I never had brain freeze from, you know, writer's block from the time that I began writing it. I wrote a page a day or two or three pages a day. But I knew what to put in that book, how to organize the whole thing within two footsteps. I was walking away from my toolbox at work and I knew what the order and everything to put in that book. And that book's on my first website, livingletterministries.com. And, you know, that website is still in effect, too. It's stuck. I wanted to edit some things on it, but I can't because Yahoo didn't keep up with the new laptops. I have to get an old laptop just to be able to access it again. Anyway, but I love this broadcast, this website, newlivingletters.com. But when He gave me that book, He gave it to me in moments. Now, it was a collection of dreams and visions and conversations with the Lord and with others that happened over years of time. And when I wrote that book, he helped me word it and everything. He put it in that book. So, and similar things happened when I wrote The Spirit of Egypt. He gave me a dream one night about Egypt, and he gave me a lesson. He woke me up and taught me about Egypt that night. And then he had me to put it in a book as well. Now, the Lord loves us. And when you commune with him, and the more you love Him, the more you're going to understand from Him. When you have active love and active faith, that the Lord can relate to that. And when you fill your heart with His word, you know, the Lord do things foundationally. You're strengthening your foundation. Just don't ever go backwards. Don't live against it. Always go forward in your love walk with God. And don't be afraid of the assignments He give you. That's your blessing. I'm going to tell you about assignments. A lot of people want to be wealthy and they pray for riches and they pray for money. Well, understand, money is the lowest form of prosperity. That buys you what man can make. But spiritual wealth is so much greater. And that only comes from obeying God and helping Him with the gospel. When you do the assignments that God, when He gives you an assignment and you're faithful with it, it puts you in a category to learn things that you couldn't learn any other way. There are things you're going to learn from obeying God and doing the work of the ministry that you cannot learn any other way. And what you put in motion stays in motion. The Lord opened my eyes to something. He taught me something yesterday. It woke me up in the middle of the night and taught me some more about it. And I would fall asleep and I'd wake up and think about it some more. And then I'd fall asleep and think about it and wake up some more. And we dialogued about this thing. And he told me some amazing things. concerning the rapture and the end times. And he taught me how if ministry hadn't gone forth, the rapture would have already taken place. But because people have been obeying God, then because of obedience, people are getting saved, and they are foundational, and they're doing the work of the ministry. Even this ministry has altered the course of what's to come. Because when the judgments of God are against the world system, and everybody who gets saved and they judge themselves, they won't be judged. So every time a person gets saved, even one person, hear me good, even one person that follows God, every time they get saved, it changes the dynamics of the judgments. Because everybody's putting something in motion continually as a sinner. If they live as a sinner, they're doing things to contribute to the judgment. But when they get saved, if they just get saved and stay out of trouble and don't really do any real work for God, they still change the dynamics because they're not doing the things that would have contributed to merit judgment. And he was explaining these things to me, things I never thought about before. And then when people do ministry works, they cause other people to get saved. And they're contributing to the move of God. And it causes people to get to know him and to get saved. And then other people who would normally be contributing to the judgment, they're not contributing to the judgment anymore. So it can be delayed. Now, Kenneth Hagin had a vision years ago. I remember him talking about it. And another minister, I saw him on YouTube referring to it, and it reminded me of what he was saying. He had a vision of cities being burned to ash, and the high-rise buildings were just burned out hulls. But see, the gospel went forward, and people who would have been sinning were doing the things of God now. And that was delayed. See, prophecy is just like in Jonah's day. Jonah, his message was that God was going to destroy Nineveh. But he told them that so they could repent. Now, the prophecy was set. It was going to happen. But the king of Nineveh repented, and he forbade everybody in his kingdom to eat, even the animals. And they fasted, and they changed, and they turned their heart, and God spared them. And Jonah didn't want to go. He wanted them to be destroyed. But see, Jonah had to outrun time. Understand good. People don't understand spiritual laws. They cannot be broken. It doesn't matter who you are. If you do wrong, you can't sin but so far before judgment has to happen. If you go too far with it, a terrible judgment is going to happen. And that time was up. And the Lord sent Jonah in time for him to make it there in the first place. Jonah went the opposite direction. And he was definitely not going to go. And the Lord made him. The Lord spared Jonah, because this would have been bad for Jonah. The blood of the Ninevites would have been on his hands if he didn't go. And he would have been involved with their problems. He would have had the judgment of God to fall on him. And the Lord had great mercy on Jonah. And when he sailed, the Lord caused the sea to rage. And Jonah said, "Throw me overboard." He thought that he could just die and the other men would be spared. He didn't care. He wanted those people, the Ninevites, to die. He was eye for an eye, tooth for a tooth. And he felt justified. But he didn't have all the facts. And sometimes people don't have all the facts and they make judgments. Well, God prepared. There's no fish that can operate like a submarine on the earth. Because the word says that the Lord prepared a fish. The Lord prepared a fish to swallow Jonah and take him back to land. Now, men want to think it's a whale, but whatever it was, the Lord prepared it. The Lord altered it. And it took him to land, and he probably went back to being whatever kind of fish he was after he'd done his job. Spit Jonah on the land. Now, Then Jonah had to do a 3 days journey, but he did a 3 days journey in 1 day. Now that lets us know that the Lord was helping him get there in time before the judgment had to fall. The judgment had to fall. It was falling. It was going to happen. But he got Jonah there just in time for them to hear the word and repent. And they did. So when people repent, it changes the dynamics. Just because the Lord say that this place is going to burn up and there's going to be earthquakes that moves all the mountains, all those things are going to happen. But when people who are contributing to the sin, when they change, it changes the whole dynamics of what's going to happen. It can be delayed. Now, the wicked will do wickedly. Daniel said that. Daniel said the wicked will do wickedly. They're not going to change. They're not going to repent. They will do wickedly. When people see you doing the right thing, they automatically get offended when they love wickedness. And that's what the love of this world system will do against you. It will change you. It will turn a person that loves God into a person that hates God. You can't trust to do evil. If you trust to do evil, it's not going to work for you. It will harden your heart against God. And you start doing the things that are wrong. And you know, recently the Lord taught me a week or so ago, he said, I was teaching it on one of these broadcasts, and the enemy don't just tell people against God, his word, Jesus, wisdom. He also tempts you against life itself, the result of obeying God's word. A blessed and happy family, the world hates that. They can't have it. See, the world system and the Pharisees and the Sanhedrin Council that wanted Jesus destroyed, they were like a barren desert with tumbleweed. And then here comes Jesus. He's like fruitful ground, bearing every kind of fruit. And they couldn't bear fruit. They couldn't live. They had no life in them. He was healing the sick, raising the dead, causing the blind to see, and healing the deaf ears. The lame were walking. The dead were raised. But they were offended because they hated life. They couldn't do what he did. And their darkness can't produce life. Darkness only feeds off of it. The world of itself is no good. It won't work. A bloody nation can't make food for itself. The ground won't give food to those who are bloody, those who murder, those who reject God. They fall into all forms of snares. And the ground just won't produce for them. So tyrant nations, they destroy themselves from within because they trust the wrong thing. They trust to sin. And they try to make it against the law for people to believe on Jesus. But see, their wisdom is not working for them. They're going to go belly up. And then they're going to try to find new territories to take over. And see, this thing could go worldwide if God didn't do anything about it. If the Lord sat back and did nothing, the whole world would implode itself. It would blow itself up. It would destroy itself. But instead, God is having his determined love for mankind. There are people who would get saved, just like you and me, out there in the mix of it. There are people just like me and you, born and ravaged in homes where the parents are not saved. And they would love them to know God. And the Lord knows these things. And their heart cries out for justice, and they don't have it. And the Lord, everybody that the Lord know would be saved He's doing things to get them saved. That's why I say he's moving by his spirit. What the Lord can do by his spirit is much greater than what we can comprehend. That's why it's so important for us to cooperate with him. The Lord can help, can cause you to reap them out of this world. If people, if he can just get the Christians on board to just love his word and obey him, obey the Holy Spirit, he can cause you to do what's necessary. You don't have to look at what's going on. Now, professional preachers, they do it their way. And I say professional because they have traditionalized their ministries. They kind of left God out of the loop, and they plan their own destiny. They do it the way that professional ministers do. They look to men. They look everywhere but where they're supposed to look. And they're really trying to do right. They're trying to do good. And they preach well. But it's, what they're doing is not going, it's not working. In ministry, you have to follow the leading and guidance of God. And I know this. Revelation is held back from them. The songs that God would release is held back because he's not going to build on a weak foundation. This revival is built on people who follow him, who put him first and keep him first. When people prosper, they change. Not all the time, but they start looking at what they can do and what others do and what others approve and what other people think, and all their contributors, they have a louder voice. But I watched my father in ministry and all the challenges he had, and I saw his heart. And I saw how he loved God. And he did everything he did because he loved God and he loved people. He did his very best. But people don't always agree with that. And I wonder why. I saw restrictions. I started reading the word for myself. And I saw how that in some ways he was restricted. And I said, you know, if I'm going to do this, I'm going to do whatever God say. I want to see what will happen. Now, I said this after I vowed to God. I thought the way that men did things was okay. I thought it was the way to go. Until I started, you know, Greg Hosey used to lead us in worship. And we had a worshiping church. And when I used to worship the Lord, I started noticing things and detecting things spiritually. When the Lord started giving me messages, it was different than what I was used to. It was different than what I saw. And when I read the word and I saw how the Holy Spirit was moving, and then he began to do things in my life that was more like the book of Acts. Things I was learning was more like reading the book of Acts. And it wasn't traditionalized. It wasn't staged. It wasn't what people were used to. And it wasn't what I had seen before. Some things were, but most things weren't. And so one day I was listening to Kenneth Hagin on the radio, and his message was more like what God was giving me. So I started listening to him. When God give you more light, darkness just don't fit anymore. It just don't. You know, I talked about how I learned bondage at the church I happened to go to. Well, the word of God sets you free. Now, I didn't know everything, but I was learning something new, and I wanted to follow through with it. But when I made a vow to the Lord that I would obey him, that changed everything. And when I learned to love God, his people, I asked him to teach me how to love. That opened the door for me to learn greater things. That's why I say if you fall in love with God, it puts you in a category to learn things you can't learn any other way. It's one thing to have faith and believe God, but it's entirely greater when you love God and you obey his word because you love him and you do it all. Now, I heard preachers say, well, you can't do it. Jesus said, do it all. You can do it all. You can be perfect and entire lack of nothing. That is possible through the love of God. You don't have to go and find all the scriptures and rules and regulations. Just love God and they will happen. You can. do all to stand. You can do all of it. But nevertheless, after asking the Lord to teach me to love his people, that was a key moment in my life. The Lord started teaching me things that I couldn't learn any other way. And then turned around and I made a vow. One day the Lord told me something that really blessed me in business. I said, Lord, I'm going to obey you. Whatever you say, I'm going to do it. Whether I love it or hate it, like it or not, I'm going to obey you. And he started guiding me. And I promise you, I did it because of that vow. I loved his people and I believed in what I was doing. But I lacked the courage to get it done. But because of the vow, I did it. Now, it worked. So, when I say that he's moving by his spirit, I've learned some things from him, and he does. And what he can cause you to do is off the chain. It's amazing what can be done if you follow him. Now, as I went forward, he taught me things. Just like last night, how ministry changes the dynamics of the coming judgment. It doesn't stop it. It would take everybody falling in love with God for the tribulation period to be done away with, the judgment part. Israel still has 7 years that's got to begin. They got to pay. But nevertheless, that's the period of time God's going to do the judgment. And it's going to happen against the world because the wicked will do wicked. But, you know, and the people who judge themselves, they won't be caught up in the wrath of God. They'll be in glory instead of wrath. And I thank God for it. And I want to see the mighty move of God. And I love him. I want to see him move in life. Help us to go forward. And it happens as we obey him. Everything that the Lord is saying is true. It is true and it is fitting. The Lord loves us. His return is soon. And what he can do is great in the earth. Now I'm out of time, but the Lord is not. He'll continue to mightily move in your life. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you, and Jesus Christ is our Lord.